Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We are trying to put the show back together here. We were in the middle of the topic a little bit ago, and Little D got a call that on the surface looks really friendly. Like,
yeah, a sweet thought.
This woman called and said, "Is this Little D? Like, I just want you to know that I talk to God," which is what praying is, right? Mm-hmm. "And he told me to pray for you today." So he's like, "Okay, well, wow, thank you." And then so he just tries to text his wife to say, "Everything cool, because I got this weird call." Texts aren't going through. Tries to call. Calls aren't going through.
Like over and over and over again.
Tries FaceTiming the kids.
Nothing.
Nobody's answering. So then he stepped out of the room and has been frantically trying to get a hold of her. And he's back in the room now. Did you get her or what?
Yes, finally.
And everything's okay.
Yeah. I've never been.
Where
so,
the
I'm
hell
sorry.
Was she?
Her phone died. Her phone was dead for like 20 minutes. And so she had it on the charger and went upstairs with the kids. And I was like, why are you not answering your phone? Like, that's
her
not okay.
Her phone died during the 20 minutes that a
yes.
woman called
like,
and said she's praying for your family.
Literally, what are the odds of that? I've never been so freaked out in my entire
you
life.
You are
guys.
Making everybody. Like,
I was
I'm
freaking
sorry
out.
To everybody.
No.
Like, I don't mean to freak everybody
no,
out. I don't want
good.
To be that guy, but I've never, like, I don't believe. I'm with Steve when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like, yeah. I don't believe in that kind of thing. I don't think that it's whatever. It's weird, but that was seriously
scary. But the idea
scary.
Of her saying God told her to pray for your family.
And then
you
all of a sudden,
hold of your family.
And then all of a sudden, my family is missing. Not one of nobody is answering anywhere.
And that's never happened before
never,
either.
Never.
So, not to be funny. Okay. But so then, have you given her strict orders to stay home?
Yes.
Can I just ask you this?
Yeah.
What if something goes wrong at the house?
Don't do that to me.
That's
right?
What I'm just like, saying. I'm
right?
saying, like, we're all changing our normal patterns. We've changed the show. You're telling her what to do.
What if this is like some of that Final Destination
That's
crap?
What I'm
like,
saying. We're all making right. adjustments and maybe you're not supposed to. If she was going to take the kids to the park, she should still take the kids to the park. I think if she changes her routine, she could be changing into the bad thing. Does that make sense?
It does.
Like, I'm not going to name scenarios that could go wrong in your house, but you know, something goes wrong at your house and had she just done what she was going to do.
Right.
But this woman's got like everybody's path is completely screwed up right now.
Can no one pray for me? Because I don't want this to happen.
Leave me off your list for a bit.
Thanks for the sentiment, but still.
So what?
Are you going to be all right?
Are you good with continuing on the show?
You know what? I have nothing to compare this to, but like I said before, I was sweating. I felt physically ill before.
Yes.
And when she finally answered, when she picked up, it was like this, the weight of the world had been, I've never felt so like relieved or free in my entire life.
That so was in the end, it's a good thing.
It was, but now I'm still worked up. I feel like I can't catch my breath. I can't slow down right now.
Did
like,
she
I'm like,
say she wanted to pray for you and your family? Or
yes,
just your family?
She said, "I'm praying for you and your family."
So they're fine till you get with them.
Oh God.
I'm just saying.
I never thought
you're
of that.
For all of it. I'm just trying to. Gee, I like. Do you want to stay? Do you want to keep doing the show?
I
or
don't.
Not?
I just need like 5 minutes just to like.
I'm gonna pray for you now.
Too. Oh jeez.
I don't even know what to do right now.
We're gonna try to do this OPP. Let's move forward. And if you can't do your job, then we'll put intern James.
Understandably
in there.
We'll, so.
Absolutely.
Though,
we're gonna figure this out moving forward.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.